Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you into the field of battle. But there's another honor that's been bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question. Who am I?
I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body and my limbs through me.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house and in your home.
Who am I?
I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let anybody be kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out, not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
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 Who am I?
Now,
I'm
bitch, dumb bastard!
Hello.
Take place. I don't know the outcome or why they didn't race. I'll try to get him in here in a minute.
and he can tell us more about why he didn't run. But I was told they could not action down in Texas just this weekend. I like to know what went on down there. See if anybody got a report on that.
Who had the race in Texas? Who was
killing
it?
I understand 901 was supposed to run.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Whip Stone, he said he was down there in Texas.
Right. Tony was down there to run someone else, so trying to get a report on what happened there. I had him come down there. I was told that Tony Bynes had won a couple and that Whip had won. Really don't know for sure. Someone out there. Because the what really went down. And no real insight on it. So I'm trying to get through there now so he can more tell us about why they didn't run. But the race did not take place.
Yeah, a little bit.
And car is locked in. You can never say he's not starting the race because he's willing to go cross country to get on.
Yeah. I know he got some heart. He'll try
for sure. Whenever the rain is not falling, that's what you want to raise there.
I don't
know
what's
wrong with him.
Later,
man. Man, Mike, like he would like to. So if any of your brothers out there, your mic's open. You got any kind of report or anything, question you might want to ask, any kind of statements you might want to make, feel free to come on in and holler at us. Let's see what's going on your mind. Oh, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, big brother. I'm still here, man.
Yeah.
I'm just calling in. So the next big race, that race that was supposed to happen on the 18th, they pushed it back at 41 because of the rain. I mean, you know, when it flooded the track.
Yeah, they had to put it back again. The good Lord saw fit that it wasn't feasible for us to run that race. And I don't know about a makeup date. Yeah, I haven't heard anything on a makeup date, but I know it was canceled. It kind of hit kind of hard, just knowing it was raining. You know, I was just sitting there talking to a brother of mine last night. I was like, out of the last 30 days, man, we probably had rain 20 of them, you know. But it hasn't been.
True.
The rain has been good to us up here. I got to tell him, we might get a chance to raise it late into the winter. You know, we haven't done that in a while. I've seen times where we did raise late up into the winter, so we might get an Indian winter this year. They call it Indian summer. Them and water just the mix.
Hey, let me ask you something, D. So check this out. So if you say for instance you want to hire you need a tuner, right? You need a tuner for your race car. Tuners get paid to tune your car, right? They're not your friend, whatever. They get paid to tune your car. What do you normally pay a tuner to tune your car?
Man, you know, in my days of racing, we didn't have such things, so I'm kind of new in that. But I'm sure it's going to be a better place.
Hey, man, stop.
I myself, you know, I feel I do some things you're going to have to go into a new era with, and that might be one of them. It's not part of me. You know, I come to the track. Because, yeah, I still believe in the gym shoe back there. I'm not trying to play with them with 1,000. See, that's when you really need the tuners, when you play with the small guys. So they can tune to the track. And I'm just a firm believer back to the cop going to take this back regardless. I spoke to one of the day, and he himself says he much prefer to go and get away from the little ties back to the big ties, but this is what they're doing today, D. You know, what they're doing is what we got to deal with. But it's just
yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah. I'm sure it's different, you know, with each guy. Got his own way. I doubt very serious. And data across the board, I'm pretty sure each guy got his own, you know, rate of what he would charge. Man, 85 tomorrow, rain, no rain Tuesday. Well, slight chance of rain Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Rain again Friday, rain again Sunday. You get your foot. But I don't know about that, man. I try to find someone in here and talk with them, such as the Dunyak using the Tate and Tony back. Well, no, they ain't Tony use a tuner. Yeah, like Whitmill, you know, little Mo do they tune and stuff, so they would know more about it than me. Scotty G. If he was one, it would be Scotty G, I know that. If I was going to use a tuner, it would definitely be Scotty G.
So let me ask you this, right? If you got somebody to tune your car, right? Do the tuner get to know what your car runs?
Hey, that's a good question.
Because if that tuner, if he ain't really on your team and you just paying him to do it, I mean, it's supposed to be some kind of quandary with that, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can't sell my time.
But I hear what you know, one way of looking at that would be a tuner today in a race, and that's a job. So it's just like, you know, an engine builder, that's a job within itself. So I'm pretty sure being a tuner, if I was a tuner of multiple cars, then I would, if I had ETs on multiple cars, it would have to go to my grave with them, because I can't hurt myself and end up losing you, or end up losing Donye, or end up losing Wick. You know, I'm tuning all three of you guys' cars. I would have to be the only one that really would know that. I couldn't expose that to anyone else, because I would end up losing you. And it's about money. It's a job now. So that would just be my job. Then again, you know, everything has changed now. Don't get me wrong. A lot has changed, engine-wise, cubic gets and stuff. But, you know, if you knew a 60, if you knew a 330, you could just about figure out what the 660 and the 1320 would be. You're not going to be that far off, you know, because it all comes to a system that it falls under. But I'm pretty sure that a tuner wouldn't expose what another guy car run to another guy.
Okay. Now, you know, when people work, look, you know, when people work for each other, and times that people work for each other, they get mad, too.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just looking at it from a bigger picture. Is that if a guy did that, say Scotty G did that, let's say Scotty, okay, I know for a fact that Scotty G tunes Young Money, and he's Donye tuner. Well, let's say he told Donye what Young Money then run. I don't think Money then would keep that to themselves. You know, I think they would let the world know that, hey, man, this guy going around telling other guys what your ET would be. He wouldn't be tuning very long. You know, now he went from having several cars to tune on to no one to tune on. I'm pretty sure that if word get around that you're doing that, who going to use you then? That's what I said. You know, you got to treat that as a business. You go to the machine shop, you have your engine built by Mickey, Scotty G, Lil Mo. They're not going to tell me what you're doing. They're not going to tell you what I'm doing, because now this shop's not going to be open. You got to treat it as a business.
Well, I think where it gets kind of shady at is when, say, for instance, okay, you got your tuner tuning multiple cars, and all of a sudden, them same multiple cars got to go against each other, and then the tuner choose who to tune the car. What do you think about that? If he don't choose your car, he tune the other car.
I don't think he would choose. I think he would just tune both cars to his capacity, and then they would go out and fight among themselves. Best man win. I don't know, but the few that I do know of, they're businessmen. You know, I don't know. In a situation like that, you just have to tune the car and then let the driver go out there and fight.
Right. Hey, D.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, D?
What I got here? What's happening, man? What's happening with
you? Okay, Carl. Hey, listen. I want to say something on that. Most tuners that I know, they try to tune to get the most power out the car that the track can hold. Now, it's on the driver to go against that man and turn that light on. But, you know, man, I don't know too many tuners that pretty much he going to do more in this car and do less in this car. Pretty much it's all in what the car can handle. It's all in what the track can handle. And all the tuners I know, and a good tuner, he trying to get the most out the car at all times and want the track to hold it. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
It is some shady people out here, but I don't really know too many good tuners that pretty much be on bullshit like that.
Well, right now, like I said, I can throw out the name of Lil Mo, because I hear his name a lot. And I know Scotty G personally since probably 85, 86. I've known him. I just don't think a tuner. I haven't heard of any tuner that you know that would do that. Try to not tune my feet. Like you said, the peak would have to be the peak of what the track will take, and then expose you to me. I don't think because, like I said, they gotta treat it as a business. You know, this is what they get. This is another paycheck for them. You know, Most tuners that I know of, they are machinists. They have engine shops that they do engine work and build motors for the same guys. So this is just like a time and a half for them that we would do when we work overtime with our job. It's extra money in their pockets. So I don't think I just can't see them taking a chance on exposing anything about your car to the man, because you're not going to just lose that man. The world going to get around. They ain't going to lose everybody that's working with him.
Right.
And most guys, you out there, you know yourself. Most of the guys in racing today, they're pretty fair guys. You know, I say this all the time, man. It's a very small percentage of in the racing. Sometimes the name tend to come up more so than it should, so you make you think it's a bigger picture than what it is. But I think that the snakes are very small.
Right. Yeah, man.
Right.
I agree. You know, because, hey, I know some guys, and, you know, pretty much they're trying to get the most out the car at all times, and they want the track to be able to hold it. You know, I don't know too many guys that's not going to tune in right, whatever. They going to pretty much recommend everything that you need to do, and pretty much that's drive the car and allow yourself get the car down the track. And pretty much that comes about cutting between tree and, you know, just main thing that I see guys always mess up in, you know, you got to keep that wheel straight, man. You know, that's important, especially when you make a lot of power, you got to keep that wheel straight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard, but hey, you got to keep that wheel straight. And the tuners, man, they're going to try to get the best out the car at all times.
Right. You know, you got to be a driver. You know, see, it many times, man, anyone that want to can sit behind that wheel and guide a car down that track.
Right.
But when it's time to drive, can he drive that car down that track? And for those
right.
that don't know, let me be the first to tell you, there's a big difference in guiding a car versus driving a car. You know,
right.
you really don't start driving. You really, you don't start driving the car until altercation come up.
Right.
You know, once
yeah.
it does something that it doesn't normally do with you, that's when you start driving. Before then,
yeah,
you're alone. Yeah, like, you know, that's repetitiously. That's you're going to just practice it, practice. It's never good. Is open, but if you would please check yourself if you have background noise, kind of mute your mic for us. We can see the other guys are saying we're last minute second here pushing and we're trying to run a show for these guys. So, everybody that want to have something to say or ask a question or something, they can. And like I said, I'm hoping for us to get out of practice. We're going to make sure you can mute your mic if you can. Did you think about text that went down there? Who are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Have you heard anything
yeah.
about what went down in with them guys down there?
Nah, man. I haven't heard nothing, man. I was going to ask you what happened to Miley yesterday. You know, I see a few races being posted, but I heard that it's supposed to rain out.
Hey, D, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Big Fred. I'm still here. Open up mic because I see somebody put their hand up.
Yeah, just as if we're going to try to talk with you about that, man. We'll keep it going.
Okay. I'm at the bar. I'm at work.
Right. He had the hand up. Buff smoke. No, ain't worry about it. I don't know what I'm going to call Luke and see. He out there where he'll know. And try to get him in. Keep it going. Hold it down for him for a second. I'm going to try to get Luke in here.
Shorty beat and down in Texas, Shorty beat Nightmare, Tony Bynes beat King B, Junior beat some other car, and I think Junior maybe lost to King B. So I think Wigner went 2-1, Tony Bynes then went 1-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. What about Texas there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we're on a mile in this week, Lee, you know?
I don't know. All I go by what I've seen on Facebook. SBO got an ass gap by Don.
Mexican Don.
Yeah, he gapped SBO, and then I heard SBO beat, what's the boy, the red Mustang? Somebody with a red
Johnny
Mustang,
Quick.
I seen that.
Johnny Quick.
And that was a close race.
And you feel this real guy. And then he come back and he won one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that captain not going to set too well with him. He don't like that.
Who that?
The old getting gapped. I know he ain't going to
set. He gapped them. Very
too. Yeah.
Yeah, them turbos can't stay out there with them nitrous cars, man.
You saying both of them made a clean run?
Yep.
Side
by side.
Oh, that's nasty, yeah.
Side by side when they left there. That goddamn nitrous car took a car and a half, but was out in front and stayed out in front. That's all I can tell you.
Most guys come on and said nitrous cars can't run with turbo cars down the line. Now you said the turbo car, the nitrous car took the lead and kept pulling.
It did. That fucking nitrous, you can see it. If you watch Facebook, go on there and look. That nitrous car was just stayed out there. So after, you know, a turbo car got big mile per hour and they'll run you down.
Right.
He didn't do that.
So he didn't do that this time.
No, he didn't do that. And Johnny Quick, that was a close ass.
I know you come out, though.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He down there, too?
Is OP Johnny Quick? Johnny Quick, we didn't do it.
Huh?
He's an SVOP, Johnny Quick.
That was a tight race.
That's why I want to holler at your boy Wayne up there at that club. Because that's his boy, too. Remember when I told you in Atlanta? And I said, damn.
I can't hear you, man. I hear TV real loud. I can't hear you, man. TV up too loud. Hey, D, why you got the TV up so loud, man?
That's not me, Mika. That's not me. That's not me. That's on with mic open. And
I'm
having a hard time getting this shit.
Man, I can't hear you.
I got that Atlanta air was in the airport.
He at work. So he just opened the mic up, you know, put the head up.
He got the TV on.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. Who else has got the TV going on? Please check the mic there.
When I
did get
to my
house, Wayne, because I'm going to DJ Grant is on here. Nobody
here is on. Hold on. Hold it down.
Anyway, after it's a small ass world.
Where's your TV on here? Yeah, please turn it down.
Shit just runs through my motherfucking head. I'm just saying. But anyway, he had my house fire that fucking day.
That's ridiculous when people get on these shows. They don't even know they shouldn't know. TV goes right through your phone.
Then he went to my house, took money out of my house and other shit. Jobs that I had did with him, he went in there, took all that shit out of my house when I was in my fucking Georgia. So, when I got back,
I was in the show. Now, that's somebody talking about somebody got the gap.
I got his voice, man. He just didn't hear what's going on with him.
Take my fucking money out of house, take merchandise that I work for,
I mean, it's this bitch found a DPD. I did catch up with the bitch. I shot him and the pistol was there. He got out of DPD and had me locked up here.
He did. I gotta go look at it. I guess to see that one. I want to see what happened. Actually, I want to see the race, Shorty and Mr. B. Because I heard someone say Shorty won the race. I want to see how that one looked. I had Tony Banks come out down there. How you looking?
Oh.
How you looking?
My car ready.
Okay.
My car ready.
Yeah.
All I got to do is put it back on the trailer and go to the track.
So you need someone to say the wrong thing.
No, I'm actually got a race locked in already for drag race.
Oh. All right. Now drag race is when?
Always the second,
isn't it? That was the second. Now that's gonna be it. Rockford, that's gonna be the one that grow.
At Rockford.
Yeah, Rockford. That's the one, the 2-day program there. I think he got the second and the third, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one he on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. But you know how everybody always pop up on Saturday, because LeBron got a race at 41 the same week, that Saturday. Which I think all the races at 41 going to be probably a loss, because they got too much water down there, and ain't nobody.
Way 41 going there, they all going to pile up a drag event because they're going to be no racing there. Well,
too much water down in what's the name? You can't even park nowhere. It's water. They just got hit last night.
Rain again.
Twice.
Yeah. Yep. Your next 7 days, four of you got raised at the. Like I said earlier, the rain guys is really kicking us right now. They not allowing no action to take place. Yeah.
We should have a late summer though.
Right. That's what I was just about to say. We may get what they call an Indian summer or something like that. We may get a late summer. We definitely haven't had one.
No, I'm not going to probably be ready to close up. Ain't made no money. Can't afford it.
Well, that's all I'm about to say. He just bought that track, man. He did all that work. This year was a loss for him.
Yeah, but see, one thing about going in business, man, you got to go in business with your mindset of a loss and be able to withstand it. You know, those school of business is your first 3 to 5 years. If you can withstand your first 3 to 5 years, then you can go into the process of trying to reclaim some of your money and start going the right direction. But your first 3 to 5, you know, you're just trying to break even. You can get making it.
There's also one other thing I like to do.
There's nothing about it. You know, they can't change it. In Harlem, they can't change it. You can't tell the good Lord when they let it rain.
Thank you. I just want to dance. I do like to dance. Stop changing. Get to my life. Right now. Yeah.
What the
hell
did the talk show?
They had problems somehow tonight. I don't know what. You know, he's been having a problem with the. Larry had a little problem last night trying to get keyed in.
Why the TV ain't sounding? Because it was spoken today?
I don't know. I know Larry had problems last night trying to get keyed in. Crooked had a problem coming in Friday night. You know, when he did Yo, chauffeur. So it's just something with the system right now that's just not cooperating. So we was actually only been on like 30 minutes. So, you know, trying to get it keyed in. I don't know what's happening with who's supposed to run the mic or who's not supposed to run it. I don't know. I just know Big Fred came in and he opened the mic and I told him I'd do my best to help hold it down so we try to get something going here. And that's yeah, right now. That's what's happening. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish
you did.
So I
want
to give you a 1-week romantic vacation.
Good call. Yeah, any report going on what was going down. Hey, Lee, question was asked tonight. I'm going to ask it to you. This is one of the questions that was proposed to us tonight. Is that do the guy have and the even what you can need to come and pick up these tracks? Or is it a variation of who you're using? Out there, Detroit area. That's wrong. I don't have anyone from a Detroit area out there, man.
The truth is,
Hey, what's going on?
What I got here?
No, this Big Fred again. I let all the guys on the mic are all open. Somebody put their hands up. I told them about the mic, so.
Yeah. Hey, Leaking On, Smooth Criminal, Hootie, and so on.
Everybody's on here right now, though.
Hey, everyone that's on the line with us, man, you guys, mics are open. Hey, if anything you want to say, statement to make, a question to ask, come on with us. Let's try to. Get the type of what's going down, and form up on what you want.
Still there? Yeah, I'm still there.
Yeah, like I said, everyone that's on the line, your mics are definitely open. If you called into the show, your mic is open. Give us some drag racing education. Either way it goes, just bring it to me. Let me hear it. Let me know what you think of the racing world. What's not going right, what's going wrong, or what's going right, what shouldn't be going. DJ, what's happening?
What's the deal?
Oh, man, we're frustrating. Seriously, I got my guys out the Detroit area. We got me doing a temporary host for Detroit show tonight. And I had Leaking On here, and he asked about you and your program. And I said, well, let me just call DJ, and he can better tell us about what's happening with his program than I can. See, you know, how is he looking there?
Uh-huh. Y'all on the show now?
Yeah, we're on the show now. You on the show now?
I'm on the show right now.
You on the show right now?
Dozens and dozens of
Mustangs,
but never
going on. Yeah, I got a few guys on with us. But Leaking was at, I had Leaking On, and Leak was asking about it. Now I'm going to try to call him. What's happening with
going down next Sunday?
What's going on next Sunday for you? Are you looking to do some testing with it, or are you looking for someone here?
Timmy and I got probably one of the prettiest Mustangs. He got like almost 600 likes on no time. He got a turbo Mustang that me and him supposed to lock in this week.
Okay.
But, you know, all the bells on 28th going to be in Montgomery. All the bad, I know all the bad ones from the side. I think SBO numbers will come down. Now, I heard SBO got lost his belt.
Yeah, I heard Leaking. I know earlier. Leaking, you there? Okay. Do me a favor. Just hold on for a second. Let me try to get Leaking back in here. So he was talking about.
I really understand his personal attachment to the car. I just want to make sure that he understands that he's making decisions based really more on emotion than on logic.
I guess they don't need no plaid. I see in the belt that he don't, SBO don't have the belt no more. So.
I drive it out Saturday mornings and don't do that unless Sandy is at home.
Okay.
So I can call
now.
Nick,
you there? What? Yeah, I guess. DJ, you there?
Yeah,
hey,
you call me again.
What are
you calling me again
about? I got DJ Grant in here, and DJ is going down suddenly. You was asking about him. So I said, let me get you back in here so you can hear what y'all feel. DJ is going down suddenly with him.
You call me again, so I need to hang out one of them lines. You just called me just now?
Yeah, I was trying to hear. I was calling you. I couldn't hear you.
I had to go on YouTube. I got my damn TV went by and one voice went coming in on my TV.
Oh, yeah, you have a TV problem.
I thought it was something that y'all had. Oh, so you going to try to have a race Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, my race is Sunday.
Yeah. Where your race at?
In Montgomery.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, downtown Saturday, and he's Sunday. We got Dan Yates race up here.
Dan Yates
has
two.
They're hitting them races Saturday, Dante and Tate. They got three Saturday.
The scoring is starting to get very apart. We spotted a lot of issues over the inspection of the 67 Mustang. The quarter
fuel
what is wrong with your phone, man? Your words is short. In and out, in and out. What you doing, man?
You
need to throw that shit out the window or something, man, because you can't understand the words you're saying, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I hate shouting.
Jerry, damn short.
Let's race
you. The owner of the
65
TR4 is coming in to talk to me today on the restoration of the body.
You say you're going to lock in? You say the guy going to lock in?
It's 1965 TR4A.
What do you say,
King? I
said, do you think
he's going to
lock in?
I thought that
he was going to test yesterday, and then we're supposed to get together one day to. You know, this week to lock it on
fighting the shock in the water.
And you can knock out all the plumbing.
Dang. Man, I'm standing there looking at the news, right? This white dude out in the water, and the shark came attacking. He grabbed a shark, and I didn't fight the shark.
But doing the
He's fighting for his life.
He grabbed that mama shot by his head, man.
Fighting for his life, man.
Finally
does it.
Like
that.
Trump is full of shit.
Yeah, man, he
dang, it's good. Look at that floor.
Captain, keep clapping.
Hey, DJ. My thing is, you know it's shocking fast. Why would you keep going in that water?
That's kind of...
I don't understand. Said it going back out there when you knew it's shock and festive.
Hey, man, the man sitting there, the wave went away. His wave went down. He's sitting in the water, and the shark come right behind him and went to grab it. And he grabbed a shark right with a sharp mouth in his mouth and his nose. This hunger didn't grab his shark, man. Fight with him.
We don't want to use the word hunger, Leon. Let's use white.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. You know, we ain't getting out there on no damn way.
No. That's not part of our...
I ain't seen her do it yet.
But like I say, my thing, why do you keep going out there? That's what I want to say.
DJ, you been testing?
What you going out there for?
Yeah, man.
Hey,
last night.
That damn stuff has been testing, huh?
Yeah, I made it sick last night. Going again another day this week. And probably again. Probably going looking like we're going out 2 days this week, man. So,
yeah, because your buddy in the making turbo car look bad.
Treasure hunting experience that began
SBO letting the nitrocars gap him.
Interviewed him, too. It was one of the darkest moments of my life. For 11 months, 7 of those on solitary confinement. Boy, when you've seen a foreign prison, and you're a foreigner in a foreign prison, I mean,
well, DJ, I don't know if 60 foot really ain't going to save him either, because I thought maybe after the 3 years.
That's what you'd imagine. I've seen the race. The man kicked him out the gate. He kept him to the 3:30, but I mean, it was just too. They were coming strong at the end, but it was too much, too late. You know, a win is a win, but bottom line is, catch up is for hot dogs, and I don't plan to play catch up with mine.
You hear that, Lee? You hear that?
That's the problem. That's the problem with a turbo car. You gotta make it leave. When you make it leave,
hey, look, I'm gonna say this. You say he got to do something with that 60 foot, but I'm here to say this here. I don't think that 60 foot would have helped him when a man gapped him. It's gonna take more than 60 foot. That thing just got to run. That thing.
If he could have left with him a little better. I mean, the man got the shit out of him out the hole. That's man got a mean 60 foot.
Well, the thing was, not only he left on him, he stayed in front. I always look for a turbo. A turbo shot don't be as good.
I seen the video. I mean, at the line, the man was he closed, but there was not a gap at the finish line.
Taking two boats and running a long chain between the two.
He closed it up. I mean, I don't know if he was asleep at the tree. I couldn't see how they actually. It looked like they halfway left together, but I don't know. I can't say that, folks. I couldn't see that. All I seen was somebody had a real good shot of it on the big end. But him and Johnny Quick, and that was a good goddamn race. And they were locked in from start to finish. Now who won that race?
Johnny Quick, Building won that race. But that was too close. They almost said that was too close to call right there.
It ain't too close to call if they light came on. Who cares?
Now you just said it tried to defend them just a minute ago. You seen when light came on.
Listen to what I'm saying. That was a good race. Those two cars there look like they matched up down there tit for tat. It's whoever damn leads first or whatever will probably win that race. They were glued together.
I'm going to show you what everybody's living off of right now. Okay. Do you see what that just shows you? Now, that means SBO came with Brian Davis.
If I had to guess, I mean, right now, I don't think he's whooped at Brian Davis.
I know they came with Brian Davis.
Brian Davis got a hell of a whole shot. Brian Davis got a whole shot from here.
Brian Davis put something on there.
If you can't stick with Brian Davis, that
basically just where that just put them at. Where they just
I
put
think,
them.
Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, all they got to do is work on their 60, though. But I believe the Mexicutioner and Brian Davis would be a hell of a race.
Yeah.
I believe once SVO get their 60 right, they're going to whoop shit out of the Mexicutioner.
You say once they get their 60 right, DJ, they'll be back in business, huh?
Yes, DJ. I'm just calling like it is, man.
What's the one thing that's coming up your table car? The little that I do know about table.
If you can't get gone early, man, you're on the late show. That's all I'm going to say. You got to get to it quick. All that damn trying to play catch up, run you down. We're not running no quarter mile. This quarter mile, man, that all of them get beat to sleep.
Yeah. But that 8 miles, they got some homework to do. I'll tell you that right now. Everybody's going to be killing
that. I said a long time ago, that 8 mile, it levels the playing field. If Turbo Pro don't really have that much advantage. But if them others, if you fucking one that can lead with you, shit, I'm going to show you what time it is, son.
That's how you do it. That schedule, come on, I go. You know, these cars are too close in EP. I mean, they're just too fast.
One can run, I'm just going to say 8-0 right here, or one can run an 8-0 back there.
That's right. Orchard, Paul, that's short. Yeah.
It's more to it than an ET.
Just showing me.
You might be running ET catching up.
Running from behind ain't doing you no good.
But I think the motor they had in that car the first time, that motor faster than the motor they got in there now. That motor they got in there now.
They got a lot of power. It's just power management, man. That's really nice. It's kind of the name of the game and making the car do what it needs to do, man. It ain't. Yeah, dude, they going in the right direction. I mean, they racing, so I mean, I can't really say getting too bad about them, but they are racing.
Bachelor Farmer Albert to love. Well, Prince Farming, sorry.
And I mean, I give them props for putting it better. I mean,
over $1.5 million
in half real tech. So get
all that tuxedo
and get on Farmer's Home. They're going to get together.
I have no idea. Everything I've seen, I've just seen on the board. I just seen on Facebook. I didn't even, it was surprising for me to see it. I didn't know. What was this race at? Was that 41?
No, it was definitely a big race at 41.
What was racing at, Lee?
The 50 at 41. They didn't race.
They were at Myler.
Yeah.
Run a fishing contest, they can go to 41. Was it a shootout you ran in?
From the late 1500s, they could prove the treasure of the Trinity is hidden.
What'd you say?
Was there a shootout or was it just real good?
No, they canceled the shootout. They canceled the shootout because of the weather.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, man. If you're bailing another bail on 28 that's on the ground, you're supposed to log on.
Okay, look at that. That's me, man.
Yeah.
don't know who they is. He didn't know it, but it's really killing me,
girl. I'm gonna say this. If Johnny quick. If he get a better 60-foot, he probably wouldn't make executioner.
Who knows what it could be?
Because he was tied. I'm just basing it off of how he was tied in with
We got a good image on there.
With what's the name on the big end?
Hold on, let me tell you.
Bill.
And made oxygen.
I mean, those two were doing together, man.
Late 1500s, early 1600s. That means we'll be able to take the next step.
If FBO was under full power like they was when they ran the executioners, because they were coming on strong, real strong at the end. Because there was a gap, but they closed that gap. There was not a gap at the finish.
Another element of danger. You don't want things there.
It was a gap at the 60 and the 330, and close to the and a little bit beyond the 330. But after that, they closed that gap real quick.
I'm also a free diver at
Fire. Yeah, you heard me say a minute time. You just cannot play catch up with these guys.
Record for minutes, and that was 155 feet.
It's just still right away from you.
Yeah. So you just, that was brought in when my technique was working underwater. And also to assess artifacts that will give
a little someone, please check your mic. If you're not leaving with them, DJ, or in front of them, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah, you just cannot afford to let that joke get out on you right now.
After that adventure.
But on the other side of Isabella, Captain Keith and Jeremy are far from ready, struggling on the most critical tool for the team's upcoming wreck site investigation.
Y'all, DJ Dolphin, you get some hot, scorching weather.
It's 100 in Dallas. And he's 98 and he's...
Y'all know that them boys raced over there until 4:30 in the morning out there in Texas. Hell, that somebody sick? D?
What was it, Lee?
D, you sound bad, man.
Oh, man.
They don't sell these at the hardware store.
DJ, they ran to 4 o'clock in the morning. When they ran that nightmare car, they raced at 4:30 in the morning. Mark said he bet $3,000 on the gap.
Yesterday, you know. We'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Good job.
And they got me. They say Junior, who whooped Junior? Somebody said Junior got whooped over there.
King B.
Oh, King B whooped Junior?
Yeah, Rambo beat King B. But let me tell you this.
I already know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say this. If King B didn't get loose, he would have got the hell out of Rambo. That's what I say.
Yeah, no, that ain't what they say. That's what you seen. You seen the same thing I seen.
Ooh, I thought that was Tony Vine that got it. Man, that man.
I did too.
That man probably put two cars on.
Yeah.
I know he put a car on half on Rambo move.
Nick.
Yes.
Man, he chopped the tree. I thought that was Tony Brown. I was like, chopped. To the first video I saw, I was thinking all I could see was the right lane lead first. I thought that was Tony Brown. I said, what's Tony Brown? Yeah, check the vibe of that boy.
Yeah,
And I seen another. I said, that ain't coming. That's King B.
That's King B did that.
Yeah.
Dermatologist,
Dr. Frank, an associate
professor at
the
University of Queensland.
Well, that's him. King B. You can't say King B, so King B ain't playing, boy. That one's coming up out of there.
You sure is. That time it had somewhere to go.
Ooh, he got a whole shot, son.
He had to get loose. He's going to whoop Rambo, DJ.
Man, I'm looking at from what I saw, man. There's something wrong, remember. I'm used to Rambo diving out there. Man, King B dived out there. I don't know. Maybe they gave King B the hit or something. I don't know. I don't know what the hit put on the race. That's what it looked like. He was running for his life. If he hadn't got stripped and loose, I believe he would have got something.
He would have got him.
Like
he was
now.
Gone, man. He was too
that's
far
what,
gone.
That's what it looked like. Now, sometimes it looked like that from the back end. You got to see on the other end. But
DJ. No, I don't care if you look from the back, the side, or whatever you look at. That right there, you can tell that. You take no time to decide to tell you about that one. You can see it standing there. That boy smacked him so hard, boy. Hey, I thought it was Tony Bynes at first, too. I didn't believe it could Tate told me this morning. Tate Doug Aikman told me this morning. Man, that was King B. That's on Tony Bynes like that. And then Tony Bynes won the race. And then when somebody put another video up there, he did that because King B had to get off the get off the chair. It looked like he crossed. He damn near crossed.
No snake would attack a human out of predation.
Sound like you're pretty hungry to me.
We don't act like a predator, we're fine. They will only defend themselves. From a venom perspective, it's a particularly nasty snake. It's an incredibly destructive venom, both
yeah,
on so your
Wick,
blood...
what they going to do now? They ain't got nobody else to race.
If somebody gets bit, time yeah. is tissue.
They ain't got nobody else to race now. Obama
so,
ain't come out.
I'm not sure what we're going after.
Well, they didn't run Obama. Oh, they say, I don't know why Obama wasn't there.
For me, the most concrete...
They look for Obama. They said they look for David Floyd.
This whole mess.
Mark said he wanted to run both of David Floyd. So.
Surfaced in India in 1852.
David Floyd ain't been being quiet.
Hiding place of the treasure of the Trinity.
And the turtle.
The
DJ, is that you?
That ain't me.
Mr. Wick.
What's up, Jake?
Wick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got.
What a win. Congratulations on your victory, buddy.
When you take the map,
appreciate it.
Put it over Snake Island or some other guy.
Appreciate it, DJ.
Photography and the outline.
Yeah, I talked to Mark early. He said y'all ready to go 4:30 in the morning, man.
Treasure of the Trinity.
Yep, 5 in the morning.
On Snake Island.
That's crazy.
We can get a solid from a guy in this area.
That's big on the gap.
Just to get on to from other ground, Jake. Snake Island.
It's serious at the moment. It at least warrants some more investigation.
I'm not going to just jump into a boat and run over to the Snake Island and crash
around.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know what DJ, D, I mean, D, whoever that is, you need to hang them up, man.
I can't. I'm not running the boat. I can't. I'm not. I'm just. I'm running the boat. I don't see
you. What show y'all on?
Look on yourself, D.
Hey, Fred, would you check everybody mic, Fred? Fred, check everybody mic.
Big Fred at work. Big Fred at work. He's opening the...
I'm going to run through the mic. I'm going to run through him. Oh, no, DJ, back
up.
Yeah, there's
a gap over there.
What did you tell me? You guys bet on the gap and gapped him.
Got that man 6 foot.
All
like the
Shawty
is the Cardi B.
Yeah. I can't agree on that. It's gonna be hard for him to be Shawty. It'll be hard for him to be shouting, man. I ain't bullshit. Next time you go around, go down a dirt road.
That's what the show make it look easy, too. That ain't telling no lie, make it look easy.
I ain't laughing.
That's all good. That's all good. I'm looking good. I ain't telling no lie. I'm glad
we can't. We goddamn can't believe it.
I'm glad I ain't got no
29
inside, because I'm glad.
Man, we probably put some 28 on that
something
that's
going down
the
dirt road.
Oh, no. Don't
do that to me.
Yeah, Floyd, that's
28. They had a
track, you know,
they come,
you know.
I was making a pop.
They went
on
Radio Press, you know.
You want me on Radio Press?
Yeah, what it is, they had a big contest on that whole 50 class. They just didn't want to put a whole lot of them down because they were going to shake the big contest out. So, like I said, it was pretty cool. Like I said, you don't have to have a radio press test to go down. It was just pretty cool. He grabbed and sprayed his track.
Yeah. Mm. They said the track owner was saying anybody wanted to do, he would do it. They said he was really good. He was a track owner for the people, for the record.
Whatever you needed, whatever I wanted, he did it. I can't say that. Whatever I asked for, that man went and did it. He did it good, made it work. It was all right.
A lot of people over there, too.
Hell yeah, man. Shitload of people over there.
That's a good thing,
man.
Hey,
like, Anna,
that was
a good
time, man.
Nick, I'm taking off in August and July. I know that.
Huh?
Next year, I'm taking off in August and July.
It's hot. It is hot, man. I ain't saying no lie. It's hot.
It's too hot to be racing, I can tell you that.
I mean, the way y'all race last night, like the way you want to race, is like, that's just the coolest.
Yeah.
Even though it's still hot.
Now,
but I mean.
Yeah, but now, if you can race through the night like that, like we did over there, that's you know, you can. I can go for that. But it was, you know, it was cool. After about 10, 11 o'clock, y'all, it was straight. It was straight.
The temperature probably got out about, you know, high 70. It was bearable then, I would imagine that.
We almost went perfect over there. Lost the last race with Junior and King B. And we just knocked that now. We just went perfect over there.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, man. Anytime Texas calls somebody out, they'll hurry up and goddamn race them. Hey, sweet.
I'm looking on the board. Y'all done converted Texas folks. They said that people over in Texas talking about they want to move to the East Coast now.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some big Jake put up about I guess the Texas guys not riding with each other. So he right about that, man. I can't got nothing to do with that. I had guys walking up, man. We want to put money in your pocket. To go against King B and this and that. And I was like, damn, really? They should be rooting for him.
Yeah. Well, they say your biggest haters usually be right there in your own backyard.
Yeah.
That's where your biggest haters be, from your own hometown a lot of times. People from other places love you.
Is
now them folks gonna make it to Montgomery Sunday?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, we are in there.
What about downtown Saturday? You guys gonna make that too, or y'all gonna make the one out of two?
Which one?
Downtown, where is it?
That'd be a runner too, I think.
Yeah.
Someone go run it, Brian Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make it too.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll make both of them.
Okay.
Y'all done made the bet. I heard y'all had a race in Holly Springs today.
Yeah, yeah. Guys over there racing tonight. Is that it? Yeah. We were just looking at it here on YouTube, on Facebook. Anybody want to shout anybody off? Hit the one button.
It's bad, the situation.
We're going to make our round. We done been around that way. We're coming back around that way.
Go take advantage of the situation, Walter.
Yep.
Now, what's his name? He's still a little broggy. Timmy, I can't pronounce his name. He got that real pretty. Plus, I think David Floyd, them boy, David Floyd and the Fab tune on it. He done been to Holly Springs with that car.
Yeah, he did.
Mark said he won both of David Floyd's cars. He said he won several cars and the nice car.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll try Floyd.
Yeah, of course, for you guys, this question was asked earlier, and I got two guys on here really, so maybe you're going to give us insight on it. I think Smoke asked, in the process of paying a tuner, did you guys have a set fee that the tuners are getting paid today, or is it just based on the tuner himself and how far he's traveling? Can you shine some light on that from one of you guys?
You said what now?
One of the guys came on the show tonight. I think Smooth Criminal asked the question. In the tuning, you know, everybody's using a tuner nowadays. And I couldn't answer that question because that's after me. And he asked the question, is there a set fee that tuners are getting? Is it based on how far they travel, his name, you know, just how is that going?
From what I hear, the most of the guys kind of build a relationship with teams and stuff, but, you know, you have to vary your price on how kind of friendship you got with these. Which you got, you don't know, but the normal, you know, is kind of like $500 a day.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the normal. Like if we leave out Friday, and we, you know, we go to the track Saturday and Sunday, it'll be $500 Saturday. My tuner don't charge me that, but
that's the going rate.
Yeah.
Okay,
but a lot of people got to realize too, though, is sometimes you need two, you know, and sometimes you got something that's two and one. You really need a chassis man and a tuner. Sometimes you do, you know. So if you know a tuner can make it do something, but if the car need to react a certain way, and you know the tuner might not know how to make the adjustment, that he can just say, well, the power definitely.
Most tuners usually have they do chassis. Most tuners, like Mike Hill, he know how to mess with the chassis, and he probably tune them too. Tim, he know how to mess with the chassis and tune them too.
So Smooth Criminal, if you're still out there, hopefully Smooth Criminal is still on, but hold that answer your question.
Yeah,
most owners know how to mess with the chassis.
That's why I pull out.
Mess with the chassis, too.
Came out on. Try to get Travis kicked
up. Yeah. So what? Let me ask you this question, because I asked it last week.
his phone going crazy.
Yeah. So I asked this question to D. The question was, if you, okay, so you got one tuner tuning two different for two different camps, and y'all happen to, you know, be running for some money, but the one tuner chooses to tune the other car, or we was trying to figure out how does that work? Does he tune both of y'all's cars, or what? I mean, would you trust that?
Well, this thing ain't no two cars gonna be the same. So all he can do is give you the best he can give you, and get him the best he can give him, and make the best man leave.
Yeah.
That's the fact gonna be.
Yeah, that's
how it. You wouldn't feel that he might have tuned. So in other words, you just feel he would have did your car the best way he can and the best way they can. And if you lose, you just accept that as a loss.
But what you gotta understand, you got some tuners that's been with certain people longer, and they know that person's car better than they may know. Okay, say for instance, if I got Chris Tootin and Brian Davis got Chris Tootin, right? Brian Davis has been with Chris Tootin for a while. So they have done a whole lot of trial and error and a whole lot of, I mean, he knows that car, he knows that setup. Now me, if I'm just coming to him, it may take a while to know what my car like, what my car don't like. That, you know, it's certain things, you know, it'll be more of a guessing game. You know, not so much a guessing game, but you know, everything we'll be doing will be trying, you know, we kind of trying at something or doing something.
That answers your question,
Yeah. You know, I just brought it out because,
you know,
I just brought it out because it's something that we don't talk about. But I'm sure some racers might feel that, okay, if I got this tuner know about my car, and even though he with this camp here, you know, I'm just paying him to tune the car. But this man has already been in this man's camp. So would you think he would say, well, you know what I'm saying, this is what you might need to watch out for compared to just running your car the best way you can? It was just a question just to throw out there. I get it, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it all depends on, you know, who you do it. I mean, when you deal with somebody that's, okay, let's say you might deal with somebody that all they deal with is turbo Mustangs. I mean, that's like they main, you know, they, that's kind of like their specialty. See, they can pretty much tell you everything you need to do. If you follow the instructions, you know, they should be, you should run this.
Yeah.
I mean, I had, when I downloaded my car, I did everything they told me. I mean, the man told me every time we made a pull, he told me what we were going to make. And boom, it would make that a little bit more every single time. I was like, good gracious. I mean, but he knows the stuff.
Money well spent then, and trust factor, all that. Well, that answers the question.
Okay.
That's dealing with somebody reputable, though. Right?
Yes.
I mean, you would hope that all the tuners would have the same thought process.
Yeah. What you gotta look at sometimes, you know, a lot of tuners, though, that's all they like to do is tune. I mean, that's what I was saying as far as, you know, having a good chassis man also, because, well, somebody that knows how to set your car up to make it do what it needs to do, because you'll have a tuner that all he wants to do is play with the keyboard. He ain't trying to do nothing.
Yeah, DJ, if you got a good chassis man, he don't have to pitch track with you.
Yeah, he don't.
How do you track set up now, and how you can set these cars up now? Chassis man ought to see if they've seen you to the check and you ought to be
able to. No, I'm saying when you getting the car dialed in, you know, first time, you know, kind of getting the car dialed in.
Well, I'm talking about you got a brand new car, actually. I'm just learning and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And if you got a brand new car, they can set their car up to where it ain't so aggressive, don't have chassis set up where it ain't so aggressive. And you go straight. You see, we ain't had no test passes for Shorty, to be honest with you, man. We ain't had no test passes. We had really two test passes for Shorty, I think, a couple weeks ago. When we showed them two test passes. And all he did, I mean, he actually didn't even mess with the chassis. All he did was just pull some fuel out of it to make it a little faster on them passes. And mess with nothing else. So, I mean,
Tony Vines,
the moguls, I mean, you know, he set the car up. They basically go down all the tracks they go to. So it's just all in what your chassis man knows and all about what you know and you know. Yeah. Basically, like a stock convention car and all the cars, they can set some cars up to where go straight. You should be able to go straight down. You scale the car. You don't put a whole lot of power in it. Trying to make your A to B fast in it. Scale it, square it up, set the score on it. So make sure the front end lined up. Make sure the bump steer like it need to be. And if you do all that kind of stuff to your cars and all that, it should go straight. Go straight down. A lot of guys don't do none of that. They'll take their motor out, take the rear end out, do this, do that. Like we had to steal Junior at the track. So we had the rear end out of it. Trying to make sure the rear end wasn't bent and stuff. And we said that we were scared of that the track and went straight down Broadway.
All right.
So the chassis man should be able to set your car up at his shop. And then, he goes to the track with you, keep eyeing and make sure everything's going where it's supposed to
do. I mean, when I went to Valdosta, it went straight down, straight down Broadway.
Yeah. And then you got to look at Tony and them, he had the best of everything on it. They don't have fan cup shocks and pencil shocks. Stuff like that. They got regular, you know, stuff on their car, so you can't say
Tony got a mean 60-foot.
Yeah.
Tony,
yeah.
Check out.
But I mean, I can't say
I gotta get off this thing. My birthday in 10 minutes, about 15 minutes. So.
Oh.
All
right.
Oh shit! That's
not
good. I think my old lady's gonna jump out of the cake. I don't know. Y'all be the good show, man. Appreciate you calling me and getting me on. And congratulations, Whitney. I'll see y'all next weekend, man.
Steve, what's going on, man?
Julia? All right, fellas. I guess D didn't drop off. Appreciate you guys calling in tonight. The Motor City Mafia Talk Show.
I'm going to go ahead and shut it down.